If you appreciate this work, consider sharing it with a friend or supporting it on Patreon. The link is in the show notes, and we are truly grateful for any contribution. Thank you. Hello and welcome. Thank you for taking time out today to seek God. This is a brave choice that you've made. Whether you believe or struggle with belief or somewhere in between, whether you're religious or not, if God is there, then seeking Him is the greatest thing that you can do. And here, we're taking the risk together that God is in fact there and more, wants us to pursue Him. In our time together, we'll worship. And we do this by praying, reading scripture, and reflecting. As always, this is your time to seek God. I'm only here to help. You might be driving to work, waking up, going for a walk. Whatever it is, I encourage you to pause the normalcy of it and focus on this time. Calming our bodies, calming our minds is not only relaxing, but it reminds us of our own limits and that a non-physical God is sought in non-physical ways. So once you're ready, let's begin. Close your eyes and take a breath. You're about to speak to the Creator of everything. And no, this is not meditation, which is turning inward. Prayer is intentionally reaching beyond ourselves to the source of everything. We're reaching, in a way, into the void. And what will happen is unknown, but haven't you found that that's where all adventures are? Now speak out loud or in your mind. God is not limited to what you say. He knows even your deepest thoughts. So express your intentions. You can say, God, I need more of you. Maybe I have all of you, but I just need to feel it for it to be more actuated in my life. Either way, I'm desperate for you. Now take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. Read scripture, and we do so because we believe that God communicates. He's revealed Himself to people who have written their experiences down for our benefit. We don't have to understand it, and we certainly don't have to be Bible scholars, but it is important that we receive it and believe that God communicates. Today we'll read the first part of Acts chapter 17, verse 28, which says, "For in Him we live and move and exist." How are you doing today? Did you feel great yesterday, but today is a different story? Maybe life is more like that than we care to admit. So what's the answer? All too often, it seems our go-to is to push through, to pull up our bootstraps and press on. And in fairness, we need to do a lot of pressing on in life just to function. But behind the pressing on, where is the energy? Is it from you? The ability to maintain a healthy marriage, kids, and family? Is that from you? The ability to earn an income? Is that from you? The energy it takes to stay alive? Is it really from you? We wouldn't even be considering these questions if it weren't for God. Your life and all the beauty in it would be non-existent, but for God. This world and the billions of unique lives and stories, nothing, absolutely nothing, without God. At the most basic level, God is all there is. And we exist only as a derivative of His desire. It's not a surprise then that Paul would say, in him we live and move and exist. We are animated by him. We are endowed with life, spirit, and vigor by him. And Paul would argue with you, just as he did in this passage with the Athenians, and say that God is not far from you. He is so near. And your existence is, in large part, perhaps entirely, organized so that you would seek him and find him. Imagine that today is filled with extra animating spiritual energy from God. Would you want that? What could you experience and accomplish and give to others if you lived today with fresh energy from God? Amazingly, Paul tells us what to do to get it. Reach out and find him. And you're doing that now. And as we always say, it's a brave thing to do. So let's continue to do it. God, I boldly, without apology, and brazenly reach out to you now. I need you so much more than I even realize. Give me more. I love you. Take a moment and express these thoughts to God in your own way. Yesterday, and I look forward to being here with you again next time. Thank you.